Hey, what's good, fam? And happy Sunday to my kings and queens of virtue and value. I'm your host, David Grant, a.k.a. David TM. Y'all bear with your boy. Just a little bit excited. Just came from a church service, and it confirmed the path that I'm already on, some things that I've been praying about. So, yes, sir, I'm a little bit jacked. Peace and love and blessings to you all. I hope y'all ready to get this party started. I am. KVV Podcast, 30-Day Challenge, 5 Steps Strategy to a Better Quality of Living. Let's kick it. Hey, what's going on, family? Welcome back to the channel. Are you guys excited? I'm very excited, very ecstatic about this. I can't wait to dive into this. There's some meat for the believer. I believe in you. I believe in God for you. And I'm ready to share with you guys what the journey is that God has got me on so that you yourself can benefit and be blessed by this. All right. David Grant, a.k.a. David TM, rocking the mic with words of power and affirmation to your soul. Kings of Virtue and Value, Episode 3, 30-Day Challenge, the 5-Step Strategy to a Better Quality of Life. Let's get it. But before we dive into this, real quick, let me just share a brief, very brief overview of last week's episode with you guys. And we took a deep dive into understanding the will of God for us as men of faith to be defined by His promises and not our past. We talked about forgiveness, healing, and restoration, and no longer being bound by detrimental choices made yesteryear. Instead, we imprint our focus on the promises of God. In the process, we form a genuine relationship that we may overcome obstacles and operate in His will. That's fire right there. I believe in that wholeheartedly. And we also came from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 9, Psalm 37, 5. I encourage you to check those scriptures out. Go check out that whole episode, part 2 of the 30-Day Challenge. And, you know, you'll see how God's proclamation of what a man speaks against God's proclamation speaks over the negativity, the negative connotation of a man's past, and brings restoration to his name. How many of you want a good name? I don't know about you, but I want a good name, and my reputation is tied to that name. It is that if we confirm to this understanding that we walk in the power of knowledge, therefore have victory, and that every believer has nothing denied to them. That right there is the power of it. And we also spoke from Joel chapter 2, verses 25 to 26. But we're going to use that today as a launching pad for today's episode, the 5-Step Strategy to a Better Quality of Life. All right? So let's jump on in this. Starting with Joel chapter 2, verses 25 and 26. All right? It says, I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palm worm, my great army, which I sent among you. Once again, as we said last week, God is the one who sent this army. And a lot of it is spiritual, some of it is literal. The children of Israel were very disobedient, going after false gods, engaging in sexual impurity, all these different things like that. God had to do this to them, because if not, He would have destroyed them. God wanted to get their attention, and get their attention, He did. Nothing gets someone's attention like poverty. Trust me, I know. Nothing gets someone's attention like living in poverty. So then it continues and says, you know, after He says He will restore the years, it says, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that have dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. Oh, man, that speaks all by itself right there. That speaks by itself all right there. Now, let me back up for a second. I know we in part two, in part three, but in part, I'm sorry, in part two, forgive me, in part two, but in part one, we talked about what the 30-day challenge is, okay? It is a call out to Bible reading, Christ-believing, God-fearing men to set in order the vision that God has called them to. That is the 30-day challenge. To by faith take the necessary steps to bring that vision to purpose. Okay? And that's what it is. Whether it's a nonprofit, organization, a restaurant, your first home, or even strengthening your relationship with God. That's a good one right there. To heights never known possible. And that's what I'm doing on the path right now. Strengthening my relationship with God to heights that I didn't even know I could do it. Amen. But Joel 2 accurately shows that no matter what your past may be, that God is invested in your present and in your future. Okay? That God wants to bring you from bondage to freedom. That's the God that I serve. From poverty of mind and wallet to wealth of mind and wallet. That's the God that I serve also. All right? From fear, from operating in fear, doing things in fear, responding in fear, to faith, operating in faith, operating and trusting God. And that faith and trust in God brings confidence. Okay? So it's critical for us to understand, if we're going to do this, that walking in divine purpose, we understand that God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts and his ways are higher than ours, which means that part of our purpose is to trust in him and his timing. Okay? Things happen according to his vision and his plan. Now, that's a hard pill for some people to swallow. We don't like to wait. We really don't like to wait. But it's important that we wait because God wants things to line up the right way. God has a number of things in mind. He has you in mind. He has your purpose in mind. And he has the people that are going to benefit from that purpose. That is what he does. That is the type of God he is. He's very considerate, very understanding, very knowledgeable, and he knows what's going to happen. God never means for you to live this life, enjoy this life, and to consume upon your lusts. God always has somebody else in mind that's going to benefit from your blessings because he's a loving God. He's not a respecter of any persons. The Bible says that it is not God's wish that God's desire that any perish, but that all come to repentance. Okay. So in seeking God, his perfect will, it is not for us to go after what we desire if our hearts are not fixed on him. Because God understands that if we do this and God grants us what we want and our hearts are not on him, we are going to consume it upon our lusts and it's going to bring shame to the kingdom of God. God does not want us sitting up there representing him and mingle with the ideology of the world. Too many people are doing that now. Too many even podcasters are doing that now, talking about their believers. But then they're doing all these crazy things online and stuff. That's not what God wants for us. Our destiny is too precious for that. That destiny we are searching for goes hand in hand with the fruit of the Spirit. You know, in Galatians chapter 5:22, I encourage you to search that, talking about the fruit of the Spirit, love, peace, joy, long-suffering, temperance, you know, all these different things, these nine attributes of the fruit of the Spirit. All right, those are critically important. You can find that in Galatians 5:22, chapter 5, verse 22. All right, we ought to have a supernatural longing for the presence of God in so much that what we desire, that if what we desire does not match up with his vision, then we are to cut it off. Oh man, I know that's a hard pill to swallow. Some of us got desires and plans and passions for certain things that may not be in the will of God for our lives. Nothing wrong. I'm not talking about evil things. I'm not talking about having sex with someone and you're unmarried or going out drinking. I'm talking about things of life, things that we enjoy. Some things, this might be a hobby and not something that God has called us to, you know, as far as destiny, you know. So we have to know, you know, we got to remember if there is going to be peace and foundational confidence in us, then we must operate in God's plan and in his timing. It's critical for us to understand that. All right. So here I created a five-step strategy based on biblical instructions and principles of the Word of God. The five-step strategy to a better quality of life. This plan is fire and will keep us in line with God's vision. It cannot fail if we diligently commit to it. All right, that's something that we must understand as believers. God does not fail. Therefore, his plans do not fail. Many of us fail, especially when we're waiting on God and it doesn't seem to happen when we want it to happen. But so here's number one. Seek God and his approval concerning all that attain to us. Everything that pertains to us, put it in the hands of God. Put it in the will of God. What do you think, Father? God, I trust you. I have this desire, but God, if it's not of you, don't allow it to come to pass. Help me, God, to put my trust in you. Trust me, you are far better praying that hard prayer. It's a hard prayer for some of us, especially if we're really passionate about it. But you are far better off praying that type of prayer than choosing not to listen to God or saying, hey, I put it before God, and then not hearing him, but then going doing your own thing and then end up not only embarrassing yourself, but embarrassing the kingdom of God. And then we end up getting into all kinds of financial trouble, or it could be physical trouble. I mean, just different things happen because we're not in line with God's word. That hedge of protection is removed from us because we go out and do our own thing. So it's important that we honor God in everything we say and do. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21 says, many are the plans of a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. And see, this is why we put our desires and plans in the hands of God. I recall to you the scripture earlier in Psalm 37, verse 5, where it talks about committing your way to the Lord. The most disastrous thing that we as believers can do is to forget that God has a purpose, and that purpose involves evangelism. It involves representing the kingdom of God and letting our light shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. This is why it is critical for all believers to pray and seek God concerning that purpose. And when we do pray, one thing my pastor taught me this. He said, David, I know you're looking for a wife. And this was a strong passion of mine at the time. He said, don't pray seeking God for a wife, because that shows that you have an ulterior motive. Now, don't get me wrong. I do believe that, you know, the word of God says, let your request be made known unto God. But at the time, I needed to get close to God. And that should have been my only purpose. And I believe many of us are coming to God, believing in him for promises. But what about your personal relationship with him? So my pastor told me, don't even seek God for anything right now, except for to draw close to him. Okay? So as I drew closer to him, he began to build me up. He began to build me up. And the Spirit, because the Bible talks about it in Romans chapter 8, the Spirit knows our minds and knows everything about us. So when the time was right, the Spirit brought forth in my mind the things that I need to pray for. But at the time, what I really needed to do was focus on getting close to God. That brought about a trust that he knows what I need. He knows what I desire. He knows what it is that I'm passionate about, that I didn't need to really be concerned about that because he has that in his hand. Right now, my focus is to get close to the Father through the Son. Okay? See, you know, what is it that we have in our hands that can serve the kingdom of God? But how can we serve the kingdom of God if we are not going through the proper channels of how God wants to move to bless us when he's the one who created those blessings in the first place? You understand what I'm saying? This is not about gratifying the flesh. Some of us will thank God, but we'll still gratify the flesh. How many people out there don't know God, but thank God, but still it's all about them? You know, so praying prayers like this, God, if it's not your will, let me know. God, I put this in your hands. God, is this what you desire of me? God, help me to not have an ulterior motive of gratifying the flesh. Let this be according to your will. How can I use this desire that I have to bring glory to your name? What can I, when I pray about this passion or this vision of mine, how does it benefit as far as bringing forth lost souls to your kingdom? These types of prayers are a mark of integrity. It is a statement that opens the door for your genuine nature and sensitivity toward loving God to come alive. It fortifies your resolve and awareness that God comes first. It shows God that you are sincere in seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness, understanding that all things that will be added unto them that believe. And this is Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, if you want to check it out. Now let's go to another scripture. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. It says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, for what? Good works, which God prepared beforehand," before we were even born, he prepared these beforehand, "that we should walk in them." Okay? Do you see why it is crucial for us to put our plans in the hands of God? We were created for his glory, for his purpose. So our blessings, our desires, and our vision walk hand in hand with God because he's the one who gave us those desires and that vision in the first place. All right? Now let's consider another thing here. We talked about Ephesians 2, you know, chapter 10, where we are his workmanship, created in Christ for good works, which God had prepared beforehand that we should walk in them, created in Christ Jesus Christ. Now let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, which reads, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new." Now, many of us know that. We hear that before. So why am I saying that? Why am I talking about that? God has given you a unique DNA and fingerprint unlike anyone else. Now, I'm talking spiritually here. Now, I'm not talking about physically. Yeah, yes, he definitely has given you a unique DNA and fingerprint. But I'm talking spiritually here. Okay? "Therefore, your hopes, your dreams, your desires are tied to him. As you are a new creature in Christ Jesus, he has no interest in dominating your will." See, God already knew what you would be, what would come forth once you got saved, once you were redeemed. He gives you the power to overcome the will of the flesh. He gives you the might, the power, the knowledge to overcome the will of the flesh. Okay, his spirit is what helps you overcome the will of the flesh. His spirit is that might, that power. Okay, the will of the new creature is tied to God. So your desires, your plans as you are transformed is tied to him. God wants you to sink your will to his. That's why he tells you to commit your way to him in Psalm 37. He desires you to become a co-worker with him and that while you are living out your purpose, amen, that you always have in the forefront of your mind the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his presence, his gospel. And we have no need to continue to be on this planet if it is not about that. See, God has a desire, a will for us to flourish in his kingdom purpose, okay? But if it wasn't about ministry, if it wasn't about people that need to hear the gospel, we would have no need to be on this planet. Amen? So that's why we need to have it in the forefront, the kingdom of God in our minds, okay? Jesus said in John chapter 12, verse 32, "And if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me." That's what God's word says. Amen. Y'all, excuse me a second. I'm sorry. Make sure this camera's right here. Okay. Our purpose, our ways, our plans are all sanctified and are meet for the kingdom of God. And he promises in the book of Daniel that if we do his will, that our works will shine like the stars of heaven. He promises that in Daniel. Our works will shine forever like the stars of heaven. Okay? Now, if we seek God for our purpose, and we are certain that it is his will, okay, then verse 2 comes alive. Okay? As you're seeking God, it is important to write down the vision and make it plain. That is what God instructed Habakkuk to do in chapter 2. All right, let's go to the book of Habakkuk, starting at chapter 2, starting at verse 1. Okay? And Habakkuk says, I will stand upon my watch and set upon the tower and will watch to see what he, talking about God, will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord, watch this now, the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. So it wasn't just for him. It was for those who will read it, for them to get excited, to run on with it. Amen. So in verse 3, it says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, when we talk about being patient, while we're waiting on God. Many people don't like to wait, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. Though you have to be patient, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. God's vision is not going to tarry. God's plan for us is not going to wait. We're waiting on God to make a move so that we can walk in proper alignment and just move quickly in the presence of God. So Habakkuk prayed and sought after God. He followed his instruction and wrote down the vision and made it plain. And this is why so many Christian men never reach their potential. This is why I've failed so many times, because I've never wrote down my vision. I always had these things in my head, but my vision got lost in so many other things as life progressed, because I was too lazy to write down my vision. Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Okay? That refers you back to Psalms chapter 1. Blessed is the man which walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, nor stand in the pathway of the righteous, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on this law does he meditate day and night. That man is blessed. That man is happy. That woman is so secure. She feels good. Therefore, she's happy because she's secure. So it's important for us to write down that vision and make it plain. Okay? Which leads me to step number 3. Okay, execute the vision in step 3. Put your faith in action and make it happen. Glory to God. Put your faith in action and make it happen. Put your faith in action and make it happen. Put your faith in action and make it happen. We got to make that happen, saints. We can't just sit there and expect God to do everything. That's not the type of God that we serve. God wants a partnership. He wants an equal partnership with us. How many of you know that? God wants us to be whole and to do things according to his will and his purpose, but it's got to be equal partnership. Amen. So execute the vision, put your faith to action, make it happen, Captain. Cultivating relationships is so much more powerful than doing this by yourself. Okay. So you do all of that stuff. You got to read articles, watch videos. Me, I did all of that, but I didn't stop there. Okay. Before I did this podcast, I was talking to this one guy who's not only a podcaster, he has so many other things going on, but we had conversations, we laughed and we talked. So by the time I was ready, I sat down with him and he took almost an hour to talk to me about what I need to do, what products are good out there. This mic, because of him, I got the Rode mic. So I thank God for him for that. So it's important that we cultivate relationships. Number 4. The 4th step in the strategy for a better life. Don't fall prey to discouragement. Okay? This is not going to be easy for some people, especially if you're not accustomed to doing research or have any knowledge about what you need. there's always going to be something that's going to require a little bit of extra oomph, a little bit of extra work for you to do. Maybe a little bit of patience. Maybe a little bit of waiting around. You cannot get discouraged from this. Discouragement is going to come. You're going to feel discouragement. You're going to hear things, especially when you're doing reviews and research. You'll start hearing people say things like, whatever market that you're in, it's saturated. The market is saturated. Or I've tried it, but good luck to you. Maybe you might do better. But for me, it was a nightmare. Things like that. Don't fall prey to the discouragement tactic of the enemy. I did that, I would say, probably on Thursday or Friday. I fell prey and I got a little bit discouraged, which is why I didn't post another video this week like I should have, because I got discouraged a little bit when I read about how saturated the podcast content creator field is and different things that are not working. You know, you got people who will post stuff and will do videos about what's not working anymore and this different things in that nature. The thing that keeps me going, the thing that keeps you going is that understanding that God has a purpose for you, that God is the one that called you to this. Doesn't matter what anyone say, doesn't matter what obstacles get in your way, money might get tight, distractions might come along. It happened with me, you know, traffic on my my music channel starts to dwindle down and I'm not making as much profit. In fact, my job, before I started my podcast, I was working 5 days a week, sometimes every now and again, 6 days a week. And I was working overtime on top of those 5 days. And I was getting, it was pretty good, you know? But the moment I started this podcast, just like that, they cut me back from 5 days, 5+ days because of the overtime, to 3 days a week. No, we don't need you to stay. No, we don't need it. 3 days a week. Who can survive on 3 days a week salary, on 3 days a week income if it's not like $40 an hour, you know? So for me, it pinched my wallet. However, I had to continue to do what it is that God called me to do. I was determined that I was going to honor God, that I had been waiting for too long, that I had been wasting my life for too long. I did not want to go back to that. Yes, I did not have everything together like I wanted to, but I still had to press my way because I was determined to honor God and I was determined to do my research. I couldn't come home and sleep, couldn't come home and relax, couldn't come home and watch TV. I had to work, and that's what it costs for us sometimes. So we got to remember distractions are going to come, obstacles are going to come. Don't allow yourself to give in to that discouragement. All right? So I'll say this, if we do allow those factors to get in our way, this is what happens. The factors are going to come anyway. The distractions are going to come anyway. Your wallet's going to be squeezed anyway. But here's the thing that you were dreaming about doing 10 years later, nothing changes. You'll still be in the same rut, in the same loop 10 years down the road. This is why if you catch hell trying to do this, don't hold it. Go on through it. Go on through. Power on through the hell. Don't stop. Because you're going to come out on the other side of that hell. You understand? So don't give up on it. All right. You got to be willing to make sacrifices. You got to be willing to tighten your budget, whatever it takes. All right, everybody, it looks like we've reached the fifth and final step of this strategy for a better quality of life. Are you ready? You excited? I'm very excited to talk to you guys about it. If you're excited to hear it, all right, let's rock and roll. Here we go. So step five, are you ready? Here we go. Protect the vision that God has given you. Protect the vision that God has given you. I'm serious. Protect the vision that God has given you. This is two parts here. Number one, when God has given you a vision for life, you must be careful at who you reveal this to. Everybody can't know what God is doing for you because everybody doesn't love God. And therefore, they won't love you. Sorry, guys. I'm getting this flashing on my computer. I don't know what that is. Anyway, so you got to protect the vision. All right. You can only tell those that you know and trust very well that will never hurt you. Okay. The second part of this is if you want to have a business that truly is legitimate, then you have to verify, legitimize, legalize, certify, and get your LLC. Once again, you have to verify, legitimize, legalize, certify, and get your LLC. Okay? The reason for this is that you want to make certain that you're protecting your investment. Okay? God gave you this desire. You got to protect your investment. Satan desires to stop you. He doesn't want you to prosper, so he could send enemies after you. So it's important to protect the vision that God has given you. Okay? So how do we do that? All right. So we talked about things in, you know, spiritually. Let's switch real quick to a business mindset here. We're going to transition over here for a second. I'm going to read you some information from busy.com, and it talks about LLCs. And I'll link the description of, you know, the site in the down there. You guys know where it is. Anyway, it says that an LLC is a limited liability company. Okay. LLCs will enable you to get an employer identification number or EIN number for your business, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a nonprofit organization, whatever it is. You need an LLC. All Christian business people need to have an LLC. Okay? All right? So it gets you an EIN number. Okay? And you especially need that when you start making significant money. Secondly, an LLC provides personal protection against liability from lawsuits related to your business as well. See? You need LLC to protect you from lawsuits. Thirdly, if you have an LLC set up for filing taxes, if your LLC is set up for filing taxes, you can potentially reduce your liability for self-employment taxes and pay a smaller percentage of your overall income taxes. That is awesome right there to hear that. That is totally awesome to hear that. So all of us business owners, we need to be forming LLCs within the next 30 days. I would say 23 days because the 30-day challenge started last week. But since I'm just telling you about it this week, why don't I give you guys seven days and make it an even 30, huh? All right. So now, in Virginia, LLCs are free. However, they are free. However, there is a processing fee of $100. So, limited liability companies, they're free, but you got to have your $100 to pay for it. I have three businesses, which means I will need $300. I'm a podcaster. I'm a notary agent. I'm also a composer and musician. I compose music for filmographers and stuff like that. I went there. Okay. I went there. I'm a notary public. Compose music. The name of my business is called Musicians Creed Productions. So if you're looking for film or TV sound, scoring sound, let me know. I'm here. Anyway, $300, that's a little pricey for me. But I did hear, and forgive me, I'm going to have to verify this in the message, you know, in the comment section, that this one guy, he paid $50 for his. So I can't wait to talk to him today and figure out what that's about. But if I'm able to, you know, if I find out that it's $50, I will put it in the description below and let you guys know it's $50 and tell you where he got it from. Okay. All right. So that's about all the time we have for today. I just wanted to talk to you guys real quick about this, following after God, the 5-step strategy for a better quality of life. And I believe in you. I believe in what it is that God has for you. As a matter of fact, I want to hear from you guys. Let me know. Talk to me real quick. Talk to me in the comment section about what it is that you're seeking God for. Tell me about your visions if you want to. Tell me about your dreams if you want to. It's up to you. Let me know what you're doing to go after God with all your heart and prepare what it is that you believe that he wants you to. Amen. So, yeah, reach out to me, guys. Let me know what you're thinking. And I would love to talk to you guys very, very soon. Okay. God bless y'all. Thank you again. Once again, your boy, David Grant, ATM, a.k.a. David TM, signing off. Peace. All right, guys, that's about all the time we have for this episode of Kings of Virtue and Value, 5-Step Strategy to a Better Quality of Living. Thank you guys, as always, for joining us. Don't forget to subscribe, comment, like, share. Let us know what you thought of the content, what you would like to see. Let us know what your hopes and dreams are. I want to help you. I want to pray for you. I want you guys to be blessed just as I am, okay? So talk to you guys later. And don't forget, next week we have my first guest, special guest coming, special friend. I cannot wait to let you guys know about this person. All right. Talk to you later. Peace.